President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to work toward a mutually acceptable solution on Iraq through the United Nations. A Kremlin statement says both leaders agreed to speed up efforts within the UN Security Council in the hopes of finding a plan of action on Iraq that would be acceptable to all. The statement says the phone call took place at Washington's request. It also comes one day after President Putin issued his first public comments on the latest draft resolution, which he dismissed as a bad solution. His comments came during late-night talks at the Kremlin Wednesday with German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, and just hours before the Security Council was due to begin discussion of the draft, sponsored by Britain, the United States, and Spain. The Russian and German leaders remained firm in their opposition to war as a way to compel disarmament and urged Baghdad to comply fully with international weapons inspectors. President Putin has welcomed U.S. pressure on Iraq, saying it is producing results, but he is quoted as having said that pressure is only proper as long as it does not lead to war. Russia has consistently objected to any resolution that would automatically authorize the use of force and has increased diplomatic efforts to gain support for Moscow's anti-war views shared by France as well as Germany. Those opposed to force support an extended inspections mandate. But the United States, Britain, and Spain say Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein has had more than enough time to disarm and that it is clear he has no intention of doing so of his own accord. According to the Kremlin statement, in Thursday's phone call, Presidents Putin and Bush also discussed the North Korean nuclear crisis and agreed it must be resolved through diplomatic means. Russia has urged the United States to open direct talks with the communist North, but Washington is opposed, preferring a multilateral approach. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.